Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this segment of our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with North Dakota Public Service Commission candidate Julie Fedorchik. And once again, the ground rules of our interviews: all candidates receive the questions in advance. They have a 3-minute time limit to answer the question. All of our interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask the candidates do not use their opponent's name within their responses. We ask that they stick to their ideas, platforms, and thoughts. This is North Dakota Public Service Commission candidate Julie Fedorchik. Door check.
Tell the people of North Dakota why they should cast their vote for you.
There's really two reasons why I believe North Dakotans should support my candidacy for the Public Service Commission. First, it's experience and ideas. I have 20 years experience working in North Dakota, both in the public and private sector. I spent 10 years combined working for Governor Ed Schaefer and U.S. Senator John Hoeven, and then another 10 years in the private sector running my own business. And I believe those two positions really give me a lot of great experience to use to work on behalf of North Dakotans at this really critical time in our state's history. I have a strong passion for North Dakota. I love North Dakotans, and I want to use this experience to make our state the best it can be, maintain our quality of life, and the incredible job opportunities that we can afford to people throughout our state and throughout our country into the future. And then I have a lot of great ideas I think that I can bring to play in this role. Have started to do that both on the pipeline side, rail safety, and moving forward on the using of the gas resources that we have in North Dakota to benefit other North Dakota communities. So I'm really excited about the position, and I hope that folks will support me and give me another couple years on the commission.
All right, next question is about distribution. What are your views, platforms, or thoughts on pipelines and rail within the state of North Dakota?
Well, both the pipelines and the rails are vital to supporting the transportation of the energy and agriculture products that North Dakota is producing in abundance. In terms of pipelines, the Public Service Commission has some very specific jurisdiction. We're involved in the permitting of transmission pipelines, and so we oversee the permitting and hold companies accountable to high construction standards. We're also involved in the safety oversight of in-state gas lines and seeking the approval from the legislature and ultimately federal government to manage that on behalf of the federal government for the in-state crude lines as well. So if we get our way, we'd have the jurisdiction to handle the in-state safety inspections for pipe in-state crude and gas lines. So I think that's an important new role for the PSC and an expansion of existing roles. And then thirdly, the reclamation of the lines after constructed. We have a role in that and holding the companies responsible for that. And finally, in the integrity of the pipelines long-term through our 811 Call Before You Dig program. So the PSC has an important role to play in all those various milestones on pipeline oversight, and I think that we've been working every day, every year, to do things and improve the work that we're doing in that side. In terms of rail, we have jurisdiction that is largely federal on the rail side, both in terms of safety and service and price. Those are rail federal responsibilities, but the PSC has been active in pushing the Surface Transportation Board to get more involved in the rail's service and cost issues that we're seeing in North Dakota, and we'll continue to hold them, you know, their feet to the fire on that and in every way that we can on the Public Service Commission. And then I have brought forth a program to get the state more involved in the rail safety aspect of things. There is a supplemental program available through the Federal Rail Administration. The state can work in tandem with them and help support their efforts, and I believe the time is now for the state to get involved in that to help ensure the safety of our rail system moving forward.
Next question is on the environment. What are your views, platform, thoughts on reclamation, spills, and or flaring?
I'll take those each one by one. So in terms of reclamation, PSC has a great history in reclamation. We're really leaders, national leaders in reclamation when it comes to coal mining. And the Public Service Commission is responsible for that in North Dakota, working with the industry for high reclamation standards. We have a great record there, and I'm seeking to apply that those same skills and that same experience to the reclamation on pipelines. I think that we can learn a lot and apply a lot of what we require in reclamation on the coal side to pipelines where it's appropriate two different industries. Obviously, it's not in completely identical, but there are themes and there are standards that we can apply to both, and I think that's an important effort that we are working on at PSC. Proper reclamation is one of the keys to encouraging ongoing easements from the private landowners for the projects, the pipeline projects, that are vital to getting the projects done and to having this infrastructure in the ground. And we all know that pipelines are the fastest or the safest, most efficient, and most environmentally sound way to transport these products. So the landowners, we need their support and we need their encouragement, and pipeline reclamation is key to that. So in terms of spills, the Industrial Commission is largely involved with the spills that occur on the well site. In North Dakota, 80% of the spills that we're seeing happen within the berm, which is within the basically the drilling pad and the drill site for the oil rigs. So a vast majority of the sites, the spills are happening there, and that's an Industrial Commission kind of permitting and responsibility. And the Health Department is responsible for cleaning those up. But where we come in on the spills is, again, construction. The best way to minimize spills is through high construction standards and building the pipelines well to begin with. And so holding the companies accountable for high, top-notch construction of pipelines is one way to minimize spills long-term. We're working on that and doing that. The secondly is integrity management. And integrity management involves minimizing third-party strikes, which are the leading cause of spills long-term. And PSC manages that program, and we work, you know, constantly to encourage more awareness of the need to call before you dig and to enforce the standards and find those who aren't doing that and are violating our 811 laws. And then thirdly, in inspecting the lines and making sure that they're operating to high standards as well, that helps minimize spills. And then the third category you mentioned was flaring. And really the main area the PSC gets involved in flaring is in the siting of gas processing plants so that this gas resource can be processed and put to good use. And we have sited a number of, provided permits for a number of new gas processing facilities and look forward to doing that in an efficient and thorough manner moving forward, so this processing facilities are online and available to process the gas once it's captured.
And that was Julie Fedorchek, North Dakota Public Service Commission candidate. To listen to other interviews on our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.